Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
These two were following.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, you are well behind because someone guy has teleportation and took like a second to get down there. Whereas you guys have legs. You are running down and the rubble is just becoming more and more intense. And the tower is shaking. Yes, you have a...
Maybe Case can lead them out once I'm safe. Case, find them, guide them out of there.
Case flutters past you, up the stairs, back through the castle, winding in your POV. You see rocks falling around from Case's perspective, but he expertly dips and dives and slides through, finding Avendra and Flint.
Case.
Its mouth opens, and I will allow you a little hologram message. I think that's pretty cool.
Nice.
I will allow that.
We have the sorceress and the princess. We're outside, where you need to be, about 5 minutes ago. Follow, quick.
Fuck. I start running back up the stairs.
I just came from there.
Where's Xavier? You run upstairs.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wait, you're inside as
well. Where are you? Because you've seen Logan.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you heading back down?
I'm heading back down because I have to get to the sorceress.
Yeah. You, I would say...
dramatically meet in the middle.
Run into each
in
other.
In the middle. Probably back into the ballroom.
Mm, yeah.
Where this is essentially the ground floor of the castle.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is happening?
So apparently they've got them. We saw Case. We got to get out of here.
The sorceress as well?
Yes.
Jesus.
Both. Let's get the fuck out of here
Let's
now.
Go.
And just
start
sprint.
Running.
Yeah, sprint out of the castle grounds.
The fuck out.
Yeah.
Excellent. You follow Case and Case expertly guides you through. Occasionally you'll get caught with a bit of a stone or the footing ahead of you will crack a little bit and you'll need to run around or leap over. But you manage to get out of the gates. There's a lever. You crank it down. You are back outside the tower.
As we're running out...
Oh, thank God.
Are these guys, like, right outside the tower as well, or are they somewhere else currently?
I would say you're roughly around the same place.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Because you know where we are, so I think you would have brought the sorceress to the princess.
I would have brought the sorceress to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
cool.
Are,
great.
You are... Because the castle essentially faces the sea, the sea comes right up to meet it. You are, I would say, on that side of the tower. So if you are... running around, you will eventually meet these guys.
You got any more of that gold on you?
One more.
Okay. I feel like we might need it. I don't know what's coming. I don't know if anything's coming, but once this tower crashes...
Something's coming.
I feel like we get to that mech.
I think so too.
Starling.
Yes.
Fallen detected.
There's Fallen. I'm reading Fallen. Where are they coming from?
As you kind of zoom out telescopically, as the mists slowly, slowly get closer and closer.
Oh, no.
You just see, it's almost like a camera focus, right? Flitting to where shapes are, and it's, you see it darting all over the place.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's hundreds, thousands in the mist. They're flooding out of it.
What did he say? Wasn't there something that held the mist back before?
Well, I was going to say, what happens when the princess and the sorceress meet up? Together, because they would, if Toby brought them together, they meet up.
Solvig, the scales and feathers disappear, fall away, dissolve back to her frail form. And she reaches out to her sister. Their hands touch, and the last vestige of the tower falls around them. There is a light and a kind of an inverse from light. They are both glowing, but one dark, one light. Everything is very unstable.
We are together again, but not whole.
Sorry to break up a touching reunion. I want to pull out the ring and say, I believe this is your brother's. It's broken, and I don't know if fixing it might help.
Oh, so sad. His heart. It's broken. Nothing really for that.
I see.
You can lend a heart, but you can't fix one.
What would lending a heart entail?
A sacrifice.
A willing one?
Yes.
An unwilling one?
Well, it wouldn't be as strong. Hearts are better when they are given.
The sorceress from the sea stares out.
You want her, don't you? My sister. Is that right?
No. We want you two freed. That was our intention.
Logan, like, nods and looks around, like, right?
A safety won by their imprisonment is poisoned, corrupt. If you are willing of your own free will to protect the people of this city, then so be it. And I hope that you do.
The people of us, of this city, they have done nothing for me. But that is because they didn't know. It's not their fault. We should protect them. Why?
This was a secret kept by your brother. Your brother has now been removed. The people now have a chance to decide fate for themselves, and you can be a part of that. Freed from any shackles.
The people of the city were just as much prisoners as you. While you barely kept the sea and the mists at bay, they have not been able to leave these lands. Isolated from friends, from family, from everyone. They have longed to do more and be more, just like you.
There is a machine built by my mother.
The saint in the bay?
Yes. It requires magic to power it. One of us. I will go. It is my job. No. They should choose. If this kingdom is to be run by the people, I suspect that there is something more to all of you. Threads tied, holy and unholy forces. We cannot rule this town, this kingdom. What would you have us do?
Sorceress of the Sea, what is your name?
Dianaira.
Dianaira. Do you, like your sister, have any... hold any sorrow for the breaking of your brother's heart?
Yes.
Our three hearts were one once. We cannot help but feel it too.
We are dreadfully sorry for feeling it necessary to break his heart. But I think that we can set this right. I feel like if you are able to help us now, I have a way to procure you a willing heart.
Interesting. How?
I have a power. A power that can influence people. I can use that power to grant you a powerful and willing sacrifice.
I would accept that, but I sense my sister would not.
No, that would not be willing.
It would be. You just simply don't understand how this power works.
Now you're just arguing semantics.
Semantics? None of this is real.
Feels real.
Xavier, take a step back. In terms of who we think should be in that mech, that saint, it sits in the ocean.
Yes.
I think you could power it and protect the seas at once. And I think there is a part of you that does not wish that burden for your sister.
No. Well played, dictator.
I nod slightly.
Does it feel good to see where people's hearts lay bare and use that in your magics?
It does not. But I do what I must.
For kingdom and country, another will lose her life. She reaches her spindly fingers into her chest. You hear crackling of bone, and she pulls out a brilliant blue gem, handing it to you, Flint.
I reach out my hands to take it. I nod deeply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And I say, we will never be able to thank you enough for this. But you are doing the right thing.
The tower fell, and you saved my sister.
Just as you promised, and just as we promised.
Her body fades away like dust, disappearing on the air as the seas grow more and more angry. Princess Solveig, her white hair now half black. And you have this gem in your hand. You have a heart.
I immediately give it to Toby and I say, take it now.
On it. And I vanish. Hop by hop to... So I can go...
Yes.
About the length of a leap without powering up. So...
Fallen detected. Fallen detected.
Yes, yes, you can mute that alarm for now.
Just you see plop, the shadows grow just plop larger.
Me a, just plot me a path through them straight to that mech.
Excellent. You're able to jump forward.
Yay.
occasionally feeling the air of claws snatching at you. You get back to the statue of St. Barbara.
I'm standing at the foot.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll teleport up to the arm.
Yep.
And then how is she positioned? Like, how is she standing? What's her pose? It's the easiest way to get to her chest.
She was holding with...
Chris.
Oh, damn it.
Her breast, if you will.
Buy her dinner first.
Hey!
She had two hands holding a chalice in front of her.
Well, I'll teleport to the rim of the chalice then.
Yep.
little slip.
It's covered in salt.
Yeah.
From the waves beating at it. They grow taller and taller as you climb and climb.
And I'll produce the gem and hold it near this giant wooden statue's chest.
Yep.
And hope something happens. Come on.
You can see with your AI sensor, you can kind of see a panel on the chest.
Oh, excellent. I'll connect to that and get it to open, please.
Yes. It folds. It opens split doors to a cavern amongst metallic ribs.
A feather passes across the gem and it appears in the chest instead.
It slots into place.
There's a rumble, maybe? It shakes slightly?
More like a hollow metallic ting. Yeah. It's clicked in. Everything's where it should be.
Yeah.
Just need something to power it.
Well, I have one more gold, which I'll produce, roll across my knuckles, and look for where that goes in. Back of the neck, maybe?
Giant neck hole.
In the chalice behind me?
Like the previous saint, Barbara was also beheaded.
Oh. Down the neck, then.
There you go.
This statue doesn't have a head, then? It's a headless statue also, or...?
It's a saint, so it's more just got the wounds.
Oh, okay. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So up to the shoulder, I teleport. Yep. Where the wood has a gash in it. I'll toss the coin in.
Excellent. Give it you hear tinkling as it rolls somewhere around the inside of the statue. And as the waves are encroaching on you higher and higher, one huge one, the statue erupts in light, holding its chalice up, glorious golden light now pouring from it up into the sky. And the waves are frozen for a second before they sink back down. The mists slowly sink back, back, back. And there is silence, except for the Princess Solveig, who is now turned around to look at all of you. I saw my sister for seconds after being kept apart for hundreds of years. Is this what it costs? The kingdom? Why do I get the sense that you are not done here? You want something, don't you? She looks to Xavier.
Xavier walks up to her
and
says, sometimes if you want something like love, your sister, freedom, you have to take it. And he'll punch into her chest and pull out her heart.
You
feel glass cutting into your palm as you pull out the princess's heart. A sharp, crystalline thing. And as she looks back to the rest of you, why?
Because I'm real.
Do you think pain, suffering, do you think it's not real if it doesn't happen to you? And you see her features growing sharper and angrier. Is your world inside of you? You can't see others for what they might hold?
I see others for what they are, not what they might hold.
I see.
And her body grows long and sharp. Nails, claws growing. Wings erupting from her back. Her head now lion-like as she roars in pain. A creature being separated from its heart. And you are staring at a chimera as it looks to bear down on you, Xavier. What do you do?
I lift up the heart and clear my debt.
Ooh, I was so close to taking your heart.
My heart belongs to the person I love. Not to someone who trapped me, not to someone who doesn't know me. The person I love and our future. Don't get it twisted. I care. But I don't love. And no one gets my heart.
Show me how much you care then. Fight. And your debt is clear.
Woo!
What a high moment.
And I feel like you can hear, like, while this mech is like powering up, there's the fallen that are slowly converging on the event. And Xavier, you've just come up and like eviscerated this, plunge straight into her heart. There's like a look of confusion on Logan's face. Like, what? Wait, we had the heart. With Xavier, is this some fucked up thing or is this you playing the game?
This is me playing the game.
Playing the game? What? Please explain to me.
I had debt. This is what I needed to give.
That's what you needed to do?
That's what I needed to do.
You promise me that.
That's promise.
Fucking all
look
right,
look at
then.
My eyes.
And he looks
promise.
Straight at you.
Promise. I would not do fucked up shit for no reason. I don't like this. I hate this. But I don't want to die and I don't want any of you to die.
All right. Well, then looking up at this thing, well, this is our problem now. Cool. Awesome. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Is that initiative order?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay when Xavier does things to help him.
Wait.
Xavier's a hypocrite?
No.
Wait, what?
Shocker.
That was the twist of the...
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Bowser does not agree with that decision.
I
think it's rad.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.